Okay, we're here at the 2014 Commodity Classic in San Antonio. With me is Rob Elliott, one of the co-chairs of this year's Classic. Rob from Illinois, on the board of the National Corn Growers Association. And Rob, let me just first ask you about this year's Classic. I understand you're setting some records.
Yeah, it looks to be, Cindy. At last count, we had over 6,500 people. With typically, we pick up another 500 or so once we get here. So 7,000 people appears to be in within reach. The trade show will be the biggest ever. Mm-hmm. We've got over 300 companies that are involved this year. So, again, the biggest number. We have north of 1,100 first-time people. So, again, wow. Another record possibly in the works. So looks all in all to be a great classic.
That's huge. Weather's not that great today, but I know it's going to be beautiful tomorrow. We could kick off officially tonight. But we're having some meetings today, one of them the issues meeting. And that's the important part because it's the policymaking time for the corn growers. We finally have the Farm Bill out of the way, thank goodness. At least we don't have to talk about that again this year. But what are some of the issues that are facing the industry this year?
Well, certainly, I mean, there's a raft of things, but where the RFS lands is a big deal. Ethanol impact on our corn market prices, WERDA, locks and dam repairs, over-regulation, you know, I mean, you name it. The issues briefing here will direct some of our growers to what those hot topics are, and we'll talk about them further in our policy session, a couple of them coming up yet this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and of course the RFS is a major issue. We just had the ethanol conference last week where I talked to John Doggett, and he made it clear that really that is the number one issue.
Yeah, it really is, and you know, I think we rallied the troops in a call to action with this renewable volume obligation thing that people were commenting on. So we had a huge amount of comments. Maybe we'll have some impact on where EPA takes this thing yet.
We've had a really long, cold, lonely winter, and I'm sure you, as well as the other farmers here, are looking forward to spring. What do you feel about the mood of the growers right now?
Well, I mean, we've come off a series of good years. Certainly, we'll probably budget-wise have to tighten some belts with, you know, $4, or maybe at some point we drop below that $4 mark on corn. So we're going to have to look at our budgets a little tighter and see where we go. But all in all, we've had a good run here for several years and built up some equity in our business.
Ready to start planting. As far as the Farm Bill is concerned, NCGA pretty happy with what the final outcome was?
I think for the most part we landed in a pretty good place. Certainly maintained the crop insurance component and as well as some other risk management within the Farm Bill. So all in all, I mean, it was a pretty good give and take, albeit it took a long time to get there. Certainly I think we landed in a pretty good place.
Do you think that, I mean, farmers are now facing some decisions about which program they're going to go into as far as the Farm Bill is concerned?
Yeah, I mean, there'll be some a lot of deciding that has to be done here in a rather short period of time before you know the mid-March time for crop insurance and the like. But with major land grant universities as well as corn growers and other commodity organizations, I think we'll quickly begin to figure it out and decide which option's best for those individual farmers.
Another component of the Farm Bill that was really important, I think, is conservation. What do you think about the conservation component and the tying of that in with, the tying crop insurance in with conservation compliance?
Well, I think that was a bit of a sticking point with some folks, but I think all in all, when it's all said and done, that most folks are going to be within that compliance measure anyway. So hopefully for the most part, we've got a few outliers possibly for odd reasons, but I don't think big impact overall.
But overall, you think the mood of the industry is pretty good?
You know what? I think so. I really think it is. And that's kind of evident with the number of first-time attendees maybe here. We've got a lot of young people that are attending that maybe haven't been to Classic before. So I hope we're headed in a new era. And certainly as we couple up with the equipment guys here in 2016, this thing will even get bigger. So good things on the horizon.
Right. Something to look forward to. Well, Rob, a pleasure to talk to you. I know we've got a great week ahead, so I'll let you get back into the session here at Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.